Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
As always, we always appreciate you joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. Every day, we'll be bringing you the latest NFL draft prospects, so make sure you always check on Twitter at BeauMarchant. We'll be updating prospects as they come on. You'll be able to get the heads up. You can follow us there. You can follow us on Facebook. You can also find these interviews at iTunes for free and at Blog Talk Radio. And then when the final product's finally done, we put the bio page, and we like to say it'll be a one-stop and shop for all these guys as they make their step towards that level. And we've been busy this week. The interviews are really starting to come in, and you're starting to get into that draft mode. At least that's what we're doing here, you know, kind of finding time, getting these interviews lined up, getting find out when these kids are ready, and then we kind of knock it out of the ballpark for you. Yesterday, we had Deontay Davis, former Mississippi State Bulldog turned middle Tennessee State prospect. We had him on yesterday, and it was nice to talk with him. And then we also had John Taylor. If you're not familiar with John Taylor, he had a couple stops at Georgia, Alabama, finished his career with the Southeastern Louisiana. But today we have a fantastic guest. He's on his way to Los Angeles after his bowl game. He'll be participating in one of the three big all-star games, the NFLPA Bowl. And with that said, it's Jonathan Calvin, Mississippi State defensive end. The kid's fantastic. If you look at him, you're going to see find a young man that always gets behind the ball and makes big plays. But with that said, Jonathan, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time as a Mississippi State Bulldog has kind of almost come to an end, and now you're going to be looking at that next level that we call the NFL?
Yeah, man, I'm going to miss Mississippi State, man. I'm ready to get prepared for the NFL, too, though. Ready to get started.
What's it like for you, Jonathan? You know, knowing that I think what 5 or 6 days you play your bowl game, and you know you see Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey from Stanford. These two guys kind of sit out that bowl game. Could you ever imagine yourself doing that, or did you ever even think about that, or you knew you were playing in this bowl game no matter what?
I mean, I kind of, you know, as a guy thinking you have a chance at the league, you probably thinking like you'll get hurt or something. It kind of slipped my mind, but at the same time, you want to stay loyal to your team. Finish up with your teammates. This will be my last game ever playing with them. So I like to finish
up. Definitely, you'll probably finish strong. I mean, going into this season, I mean, obviously expectations are always high, and I'm sure you want to perform the best, knowing that not only are you going to help the Bulldogs get far, but you on your personal, individual level, you know, these scouts are watching you. I mean, 11.5 tackles for loss first on the team, 7 sacks, and I love you just ability. I mean, you know, if you look at the stat page, they're going to find that your name's going to pop up in all facets of the game. I mean, you get behind the ball, you're able to drop in coverage, even at your defensive end role. I mean, what do you love most about what you bring to the table? Well, not to say you're cocky or conceited about it, but, you know, if you're watching film of yourself, what are the things that you really are, you know, just really happy about that you can do on the football field?
I really can get out there the quarterback. That's something I really like to do. I like to get out there the quarterback.
You do that very well.
Yeah. Natural to me.
Nice. And for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, have you always had that size or did you kind of grow late? I mean, talk about growing up and, you know, your size, your body, and when did you start playing football?
I didn't start playing football till like 10th grade. I played 2 years at Murrow. They really got me to play. I was a basketball player first. They got me to play. I played that 2 years. Then I didn't even play my senior year in high school. I left early and went to JUCO and played down there at Colin. Then I played down there 2 years. Then I came to state. I ain't been playing ball very long. I was a basketball player. But I always kind of had a little side.
Now, that's an interesting backstory. So I'm curious, how do you kind of get a – so you don't play your senior season, you go straight to the JUCO level?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's impressive, Jonathan. That's impressive. Once again, Jonathan Calvin, the standout Mississippi State Bulldog defensive end, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. If you want to listen to this interview again, you guys always know you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring her as bio page as the days progress. For you, I mean, you arrive at Mississippi State, And obviously, I mean, you know, like think what last year you had Ryan Brown, Chris Jones, two fantastic guys going to draft along that defensive line. What did they teach you, and what did you kind of have to know with those guys moving on, how you were going to maybe be the anchor of this defensive front?
I mean, like Chris Jones was just he was a freak, man. And like from Ryan, I learned like that man, you got to work on your craft every day. Every day that man came out there, he worked on his craft. He worked on something every day. He told me to take pass rushing seriously because at first, like, I just used to do stuff naturally, you know. But now, like, I actually started trying to use technique and stuff like that. So I still got a lot of stuff to clean up that I didn't even – I hadn't been working there for.
Excellent. You know, Jonathan, I admire your honesty. A lot of guys come on the show and, you know, they kind of never really kind of – they'll say work needs to be done, but you've mentioned it several times that, you know, you got a lot of work to do, and obviously I think your potential is very, very high. I think you're going to be one of the guys that when you arrive in Los Angeles for that NFLPA game, I think scouts are going to really kind of fall in love with what you bring to the table. Not that they don't already know, but once they see you up close and see what you're able to do physically, I think they're going to walk away pleasantly surprised. When you kind of look between Chris and Ryan, do you kind of think you resemble one more than the other, or is it kind of just split 50-50 or kind of on, you know, what you could do that they could do?
I kind of do. Like I told you, like I said, I work hard every day, try to work on something every day like Ryan told me. And then, like, Chris, like, some things natural for him, and I can say some things natural for me also. So I guess in those ways.
I'm gonna keep reflecting back on the JUCO thing. I think that's so impressive that you just kind of went off and, like you said, 10th grade, you start playing ball, and lo and behold, you're here. For you, when did it kind of sink in? You know as well as anybody, no matter what level you're at, you know, aspirations to play in the National Football League are probably at the end of the tunnel for everybody. I mean, do you go up against certain guys? Do you kind of say, hey, I had a good game? Do your coaches say, Jonathan, you're doing well, keep doing this, you know, better things are ahead? How do you kind of get the realization that the NFL is going to be at the end of this journey?
I mean, like when I was in JUCO and like after my freshman season, like after like, I'm talking about like I started getting offers like before my second season, like from Bama, LSU, Kentucky, like SEC schools, then I was looking like, hey, man, I really got a chance. But then I really started getting serious about ball. Like, I've been serious, but I really had my mind focused, like, I maybe can have a chance to play in the league. Like, actually
and
playing
then
with
being
other
a Jackson.
Guys.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not, like, I was saying, like, playing with other guys, like, guys who got invited to the All-Star games and stuff like that, who didn't get to go Big D1, who end up at Colin. Like, I started, like, I was kind of better than those guys. So I was like, I may have a chance. It's not all about, like, you know, about people getting picked to All-Star games and stuff like that. Yeah, because I ain't get picked in nothing.
Mississippi State, being a Jackson guy, I mean, was that just kind of a foregone conclusion? Because you said Bama and LSU were some of the other schools. How did you know that Mississippi State was going to be the right fit for you?
It was like in high school, like I really wanted to go there out of high school. And then like Coach Mullen, he talked to me before I even went to JUCO and told me like that was the first SEC school that offered me. He had offered me when I was at Murray before I even left. And when I went to Colin and I kind of went down there and got all those offers, like I just wanted to stay home, play for my home state. Then I got a son here, so I wanted to be close to him. And one of my family's come to every
boy?
Game. He's five.
Oh, that's a good age. That's a great age. You know, type of age where you come home and it's like you're Elvis walking through the door. I mean, they're excited to see you. And, you know, obviously you're dad. So, I mean, you're the greatest thing on earth when they see that big smiling face. It, you know, it's the best ever. For you, knowing that, you know, this is, you know, so close and you have that bowl game and obviously that, you know, against Ohio, I think the St. Petersburg Bowl, that'll be going on. After that, I mean, do you plan off going and training at one of the draft facilities? Kind of take us through kind of how you plan on attacking this thing.
Man, as soon as we make it back on the 27th, man, I'm going to drive down to Atlanta. And I'm going to be training with Chuck Smith every day.
Mr. Smith does it. Yeah.
I'm
you got to line up good, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna train with him for the bowl game. When I get done with that, I'm shooting right back down there and get back to training.
That's the way to do it. And like I said, then you just focus on bigger and better things. And like you hit your nose, that NFLPA game goes right, which I think it will. You know, then you got that combine invite, and like I said, then you're off to private workouts, and then you'll be waiting till the end of April to find out where you're called. I keep kind of just reflecting on all you've done in such a short amount of time, Jonathan. I'm just kind of amazed. I didn't realize you were kind of, not green to the game, but the way you perform on the field, it seems like this has been something you've been doing for a long time. That basketball background, I mean, what position did you play? And, I mean, when did you realize that football was going to get you farther? Because I'm sure you probably had some offers for basketball, too.
In basketball, I think like one school tried to talk to me like after a Madison Central game. Cause like I had made a big play for us to go to the championship, well, make the big house. And I think it was Louisiana Tech, something like that. And the coaches wanted me to talk to them. And I was like, I think I'm going to stick with football. Like I ain't even want to talk to basketball scout.
So, wow. Yeah, so once you got the taste for the gridiron. Go ahead.
I was saying, like, basketball players, because it's just, I didn't feel like I was tall enough. Like, I'm 6'3", 6'4", but, you know, to play basketball, I'd probably be a point guard. So. My dad been trying to get me to play football. I just, I always liked basketball.
Huh.
That's where I started.
What's your weight right now? I mean, what do you plan on getting heavier, lighter, and, you know, kind of, you know, where you're at right now?
I'm like 272 right now. I'm going to just get back up to probably like 275 because I can still move. Like, I ran up, like, before, like, last spring, like, I was like 278, 280, and ran like a 4.68. So I'm probably going to stay at my weight, but then that make versatility. I can play everywhere on the line.
Wow. Dude, 4.68 flying. There's receivers that don't run 4.68.
I know. Yeah, that's why.
Man, that's fantastic.
Like, I don't think it could get lighter because I feel powerful at like 275. You know, still keep my power. You know?
Yeah. I guess. I tell you what, that's going to be our lead tweeter thing to kind of catch everybody's attention. Mississippi State defensive end runs 4.68, headed to NFLPA game. I mean, that's an eye catcher. I think that'll attract some attention. Do you get comparisons, or is there anybody that you try to pattern yourself after at the next level?
I watch a lot of guys. I like Von Miller, I like Khalil Mack. Then another thing, like I start watching football late. Like I'm just now getting into like actually watching guys, watching NFL football. Like, man, I never watched football. I used to watch basketball games.
I tell you what, man, that just blows my mind. That really is crazy. That's nuts. And now you're on your way, which is fantastic. Once again, Jonathan Calvin, Mississippi State standout here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft as he prepares for his game. Then he'll be training with Mr. Smith. Of the NFL. Jonathan, before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is the question you guys usually like answering the most, and I'll shoot it to you right now. Female celebrity. You could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to invite to dinner?
Let me think. I'm trying to see, like, probably Beyonce, I say. First name comes up.
Just so you know, her name comes up quite a bit. She's, we tally the names up by the end of the year, and I think she's won, like, 7 of the last 8. Rihanna got a couple in there, and Halle Berry used to get some. Alicia Keys got a few. Megan Good's always like a bronze medalist for you. She's like right always in the mix, but she kind of fades away. But I usually do. Beyonce, it's a stronghold. Now, this question, I usually say, what's the craziest nickname on the team? But I'm curious to know, a little birdie told me that they call you Kujak. And so I'm curious to how you got that nickname, is Kujak.
Yeah, it's Kojak.
Oh, Kojak. Like, okay. I thought, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, man, my dad, I really, like, it came from my dad, started with my dad. Like, when my dad was younger, he went to the barbershop and told the dude cut his beard bald. And he ended up plugging his head bald, so and he ended up getting cut bald. And when I was young, I kind of plugged myself. And then my sister was like, she wanted a haircut too, and I cut off her ponytail and plugged my little brother head. My mom was so mad.
What? Oh, man. I wish we had more time. I could keep you on for an hour, man. You're full of all good stuff. The final question for you, and we've been working with Illustrative Creations. They paint shoes. So with this question, if you could get your shoes painted, your cleats painted and themed out somehow, what would you want on those cleats?
I want my grandma's name.
There you go. As you know, it's Jonathan. It's funny is we just started working with Illustrative Creations, and Eric Dorsey is the one that does your shoes. And well, I think we've done 5 shows this week, and all the guys on the show have either mentioned their mother or their grandmother all on the shoes. And after the Steelers game against the Giants, I was there, talked to Artie Burns in the locker room after the game, and he had his mother painted on his shoes. So it seems like the mom and grandma are definitely the theme going right now. So kind of something to look into. So so the grandma would get the nod then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, I know you're a busy young man. I know you got a lot on your plate, but we appreciate you stopping by to C2P. God bless you moving forward. I always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Good luck again in the bowl game, and then safe travels. And like I'm saying, I'll see you on that NFL docket as the months progress, my man.
All right, man.
No problem. Thank you. Once again, Jonathan. Oh, no problem. I tell you what, guys, this kid, I'm telling you, he's a little bit of a sleeper. He's not a real big sleeper, but he's going to arrive in Los Angeles. This is one of these guys we're going to be ultra excited about because we think he's really going to have a high, high ceiling. And if you watch him, take some time. If you find some highlights, do whatever you can. If you can watch what this kid can do, when the way this guy gets in the way, he gets in the backfield any way he can, and not knowing that he is almost untapped, I mean, how raw he is, knowing that what he could develop into kind of makes me even more excited when I think about this guy in general, because what I've seen so far, without knowing that backstory, I was already stoked, but knowing how he could develop to become even better and how he's saying that he's kind of taking the game more serious, he's starting to watch football, he was a big b-ball guy, it's a lot to be excited about for Mr. Calvin. So if you want more of him, you guys know iTunes, Blog Talk will be posting on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy the day.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.